From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Britain's vote whether to remain in or to leave the European Union. The polls closed just moments ago, but the result is not expected for several hours. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London, the vote could have resounding consequences for Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron, and the world economy.
By Friday morning, Britain expects to know whether it will stay in the European Union or quit. Voters in London braved downpours and flooding that choked traffic, flooded rail lines, and made it difficult for evening commuters to make it to polling stations. Still, turnout was heavy at the end of a bitter but passionate debate centering on immigration, sovereignty, and the economic future of Britain. Proponents of a Brexit say being in the EU has caused Britain to lose control of its borders and resulted in too much regulation from Brussels. Prime Minister David Cameron cast his ballot at a polling station near 10 Downing Street. Cameron has led the campaign to remain in Europe, saying leaving the 28-nation bloc would make Britain less rich and less safe. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria on Thursday said a critical mass was needed to boost talks on the beginning of a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Staffan de Mistura said that he hopes the negotiations could start soon. However, he explained they depended on the humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. Meanwhile, the man that is leading the UN efforts to get humanitarian aid into Syria, Jan Egeland, painted a pessimistic picture of the situation in the country, describing it as bad and even worsening in some locations. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court ruling that rejected an Obama bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order. At the White House, Mr. Obama said that Republicans' refusal to even talk to his nominee Merrick Garland is affecting the lives of millions of people.
Republicans in Congress currently are willfully preventing the Supreme Court from being fully staffed and functioning as our founders intended, and today's situation underscores the degree to which the court is not able to function the way it's supposed to.
The court has been divided between 4 conservatives and 4 liberals since the late Justice Antonin Scalia died and Senate Republicans have refused to confirm President Obama's nominee to replace him. The president did score a victory at the court when the justices ruled 4-3 that an affirmative action program promoting the admission of racial minorities at the University of Texas is constitutional. Democratic members of the House of Representatives ended their sit-in to protest a lack of action on gun control laws following last week's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that failure to act, that is, prolongs the suffering of those who have lost loved ones.
We hope to give them some hope that their grief, and so many of them who are grieving, have turned their grief into action in order to get some guns laws passed so that other families are spared.
Republicans who control the House of Representatives dismissed the call by their Democratic colleagues and voted early Thursday to adjourn their work until July 5th. 49 people were killed and more than 50 others wounded when a gunman opened fire in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando last week. It was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. A judge in Baltimore, Maryland, has acquitted police officer Cesar Goodson on all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died after suffering spinal injuries in the back of a police van last year. Gray's death sparked the worst riots in decades in the city. Goodson, who drove the van in which Gray was injured, faced the most serious charges in the case, including depraved heart murder. Goodson was also found not guilty of manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. His acquittal jeopardizes the remaining court cases. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.